Chris. There we go.
Log Talk Radio.
All right. Okay. Yeah, this is Psychic Journeyman. Welcome to the show. This is Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. And tonight we're calling this is Thursday. We're calling it Missing Spiritual Link Thursday. We're going to be talking about alchemy and spirituality, the first steps toward a better life. We're going to talk a little bit about that, how alchemy can change using the idea of spirituality. We've been going over the idea of relationships and abundance and that kind of stuff. But I think spirituality is like the strong foundation of the whole thing. I'd also like to welcome my co-host tonight, too, is Barbara Reynolds. Man, if I could just get that out of my... Hey, how's it going?
I'm okay. You sound kind of confused. But that's...
I sound confused.
Normal.
I'm just sounding hip. But, yeah, we changed the music a little bit here. We're kind of jumping back and forth and... say what's, you know, kind of get a feel of this, that, and the other, and just change the things around a little bit. So do you like that music?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, it's all right. You know, we'll just have to keep trying harder. But I just thought it was kind of, you know, it's like we talk about angels and that kind of stuff. So I thought, you know, do you need an angel tonight? I don't think I do. Let's see here.
That could bring up a lot of answers.
What's that?
I said that could bring up a lot of answers.
Right. I was just looking over the situation and, you know, kind of looking over things. And I was going over that book we were talking about earlier. We were going over the idea of the spiritual, what do you call it? The Silver Beings book. Last couple Thursdays. So I was going over some more stuff in here and talking about the Alchemist Handbook, which I think in some sense the word, both of them kind of go hand in hand. And then with the situation of going over the five parts of your life, and that's actually the very first one, spiritual life.
Well, yeah, our spiritual life is very important.
Yeah. You know, the ideal, the learning, the growth, and the realizations. It kind of sounds like an alchemist, you know, or a chemical reaction, but it's a spiritual reaction with energy. That's what I'm trying to go over with. Now I want to go and check on the sheet where that. Now looking at the chat room, and welcome everybody who's in the chat room. Welcome guests. Welcome Amy. How are you doing? Yeah, I was just curious if you're actually going to come on the show tonight. If you're not, that's okay. It's always okay. So situations of looking in the chat room, I told everybody right now I've actually reduced my rates on a lot of things. Relationship counseling sessions are only $99 for a 90-minute session, but if you only got 60 minutes, we can throw you in there, too, for the same price. And also, angel card sessions are going for $99 for 60 to 90 minute sessions. 30 to 45 minute angel card sessions are going for $75, and 15 to 30 minute sessions are $45. And we also have a special rate for people who call the show, which yours will be $65 for a 60 to 90 minute session. So jump in there before the crowds get in there, man, because you won't be able to get in. You know what I'm saying? So we're filling up very quickly. So call as soon as you can and book an appointment. Spaces are filling up pretty quickly. So, and also, if you're a person who would just like to donate some money to the show and get a 5-card angel reading, for a donation of $12 or more, you can get a 5-card angel reading, which is actually a 5-card foundation reading, which is about 30 to 45 minutes. So check that out too as well. And we've been having a special all week too, Barbara, where we just for a $99 donation to the show, I will give you 5 60-90. It's a 60 to 90 minute sessions, 5 of them for only $99. If you look on my website, you'll see they're actually going. I think it's six for $175. I think. I guess I got to go check on that myself. But anyway, I know it's a lot lower to go with that rate anyway. So that's probably what you want anyway. You don't want to go for the high price ones. So just jump in there, and like I said, we have the donations going on too. So for every donation of $12 or more, you get a 5-card angel reading, which is basically helping me get home to Colorado and to support this show. And it's also the for the money that gets contributed to the show. It also goes into a lot of things we want to do with the show, like improving. And, you know, we've had 2 or 3 psychics on the show at one time, at least 3 days a week. And we just want to keep that going, because I guarantee you can't get that at Psychic Source or California Psychics. So check that out. And if you want to take advantage of the situation, if you are a person that's safe, my username is small letters donald.reed8, or contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, and leave your phone number, and I will call you back. I always tell people what you do is leave a message through my website that you've paid for a session, and then I'll call you back, and we will do your reading for you. So, so let's go over that one real quick. And if you want to call in here, we are actually doing readings today too. Our little talk about alchemy and spirituality. If you want to call in and get an answer, get some answers to questions. Questions answered. You can give us a call at 646-721-9031. And I think on that note, I think we should all take a deep breath, don't you think? I know I do. So, yeah, so it's like one of those things that take a deep breath, fresh. We're talking about spirituality, and we're talking about the learning, the growing, the realization. So it's the idea, you learn something, you grow from it, in the process of growing, you realize the truth. So see yourself filled with the light of spirit, that you know without a shadow of a doubt that you are a full and glorious manifestation of the all, which is, it depends if you want to talk about universe, that kind of thing. I say God. Oh, do we have a, what was that? Okay. I thought somebody said something, so I'm sorry.
No, you must be hearing things.
No, I thought I heard a little voice in the background, so. Must be the spirit. Oh, I saw this today too, where some lady said, if you're hearing voices and that kind of thing, and you think you're spiritual, it might be a nutritional deficiency. so everybody, I was sitting there looking at that thing the day I was reading that. I'm going, I got to have this lady on the show, just so we can have a point counterpoint. You know what I'm saying? So. What do you say to people who take vitamins, who work out, who have a great diet, and you're starting to say the voices are a nutritional deficiency, when actually I feel like the more healthier that I am, the clearer the messages are. So kind of makes me wonder. Anyway, with the alchemy, it's to feel the presence, the life, the love, the power. Accept the fact that you are a spiritual being now, not in the future. That's the whole idea of focusing and putting energy. Because when I started talking about alchemy and spirituality, it's the idea of taking the lower vibration, which is like some people call negative energy, and bringing it up to a positive, which has a tendency to help you to connect more with your angels and your guides, but also the ideal and the process of raising your vibration within your body. It also, I guess, it's a good way to cleanse your body. So the physical is also healthy as well.
Yeah. We do want that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we want to be physically and spiritually cleared, and you don't want your body to just go to crap while you're trying to connect spiritually, because it takes your focus off of connecting.
That's true, and I've seen a lot of people, too, have a tendency to take a consideration of not doing the cleansings, and we see spiritual people who have a tendency to get cancer and that kind of stuff, and it's been proven, you know, cancer in a sense. I've seen a lady who had cancer in the mouth, and if you ever heard her talk, you'd understand why she had cancer in the mouth. I think she knew every cuss word there was in the world. She made a sailor look like a freaking, what do you call those things? make a sailor look like a freaking nun. That's what it was. Pretty bad. And also the situation of noticing and paying attention. And there was a thing I was talking about before, too, about where you need to speak your mind. And say you're in a situation. I was working for the carnival this last year, and there was a guy who was actually blind, okay, and he actually was stealing stuff, and but nobody would say anything to the guy because he was blind. And I felt like, in the sense of the word, I don't care if you're blind, got three legs, got one leg, or whatever you're on. I mean, if you're actually breaking the law, I think somebody should do something about it, or someone should say something to the person at least. I've seen a guy, there was a guy in a wheelchair, too, that did the same thing. And they were doing it because they were getting away with it, not because they needed to. And nobody would say anything. So in the course of the word, I mean, the idea of setting things in balance, that would be something that we need to correct, too, as well. And something, it's not one of the things of complaining about, it's just something of noticing certain things, and then someone has to say something about it, because they will play it to the fullest, so they do what they're doing. There was that one guy who, what was it? There was a story of I said, it might sound crazy, but a guy was actually blind, and he came back, and what he did was he killed this guy's wife, and he framed him for the murder. I guess it was a revenge to get back, because I guess he had something to do with him becoming blind, and he was pretty elaborate about the whole thing. I mean, he said the. What he did was he made this stairway. I'm sorry, it wasn't the husband. The husband was actually the one who got shot. So it was like, you know, he was mad at the wife, and he was mad at the husband, so he shot the husband, and then he blamed it on the wife. And what he did was he made it where he was coming across the upstairs, and the guy had put glass on the top stair, so when the guy walked down the stairs, he could hear him. And when he hit the glass, he knew he was there, and he shot him. And nobody thought about that this guy, because he was blind and everything else, never crossed their mind that this guy might be a suspect. And when he did come up as a suspect, everybody kind of like, what are you doing, man? The guy's blind. How could he kill somebody? Well, he was a pretty intelligent guy, and he did. And they found out later on he did. And it was a really strange case to proceed in, because everybody was kind of like really not wanting to speak, you know? Can you imagine everybody sitting there going, okay, they're bringing a blind man in for murdering some guy who shot him up the stairs? And, you know, how are you going to prove this one? And they proved it. They had all the evidence. They found some stuff. And since the guy was blind, he just did it. Some things people do are just habits. So what the guy did was, he didn't realize that when he shot the guy, and the guy came down the stairs and stepped on the glass, his foot was bleeding. And there was paper on it and that kind of stuff. So when they found the piece of paper, they traced it back to it being on the stairs and wondering why it was on the stairs, why the glass was there in the first place. And I guess the guy had something elaborate, too, where he had at the top of the pole, he had a string tied to it. So the string came down the stairs to hold the gun steady. He could shoot the guy. He thought it out pretty good. But only
yeah,
bad about
it.
The only thing bad about the situation was he was blind too, which that kind of worked against him because there was some things he didn't realize that were still in the environment, which got him in trouble. So I guess it takes even a blind man can't get away from murder. But it was kind of, it's amazing how we kind of sit back and we don't push those issues because of handicaps. When they're guilty as anybody who doesn't have one. And you're saying, what does this have to do with spirituality? It's the idea of balancing out the world. Balances happen everywhere. Or I should say imbalances be balanced.
That's true. Balancing ourselves is the first step towards balancing everything else.
That's what we had this big discussion. We had a midnight show on Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday, Wednesday morning. We were talking about lawyers and just the kind of the system, and they're like, you know, are you angry with the system? No, it's the idea of looking at the system as being imbalanced and trying to correct it. I mean, when you have a system or a society where people are basically becoming poor because people charging outrageous fees and not being able to take advantage of the whole system, that's what it was set up for in the first place, to make sure everybody was covered, but it's not working. And people go, why doesn't it work? I think because of the imbalance within. Maybe if you balanced out, first of all, you kind of try to balance out the fees and the situation and the kind of stuff going on. Because I actually read in law books out there. There's in the law books, when they made the laws, they also mm-hmm. stated that you couldn't charge more. There was like, there's set fees that you can't charge more than this. And what's so funny about those laws is, they've never been changed. They've just been justified by why they raised the prices and stuff because of, you know, the economy or I don't know, when they raise the rent and that kind of stuff. But raising the rent mm-hmm. because, and you know for a fact they're just doing it because they can do it. And when people don't say anything, that's why the reason I was saying about the spirituality and the spiritual part is the idea of speaking one's mind. It seems like when people just sit back and say nothing, you're as guilty as the people who are doing the crime because you're not saying anything about it. And we had a discussion the other night where we were talking about the Constitution, where it actually says in the Constitution, and if you actually watched that movie National Treasure, you would have seen it too, where it basically says when things are not working right within the government and the society that they've formed, then it's your duty to do something about it. And you also, I was starting to tell a friend of mine, I said, you ever notice how the government comes in on these places that start packing guns and that kind of stuff, and they basically want to separate from the union? The reason they snatch those places up because, and they don't tell you this, is because that to them is a threat, when actually it's also legal to separate from this country. It actually says that in the Constitution too. If the Constitution and everything else doesn't work like it's supposed to and the government breaks down, you have all the rights to separate and form your own government. That's why back in the Civil War, it wasn't the ideal of talking and working it out. The South could have stayed where they wanted to and the whole thing had been legal because, you know, the Constitution backed them up on the whole thing. So that was a delicate situation of bringing those back together, but they came back together and realized as a whole they were stronger than being separated. Or they would probably have stayed the same way anyway. So you see what we're talking about. Look at that. What I'm saying is you look at the government and the people and how it works. When everybody's doing their part, it works together. And I'm just trying to give some examples of how the physical and the spiritual work together. When one's off, the whole thing's off. So it reflects throughout our whole society when there's balance. So you look at the people who are focusing on money all the time. They're focusing more on the physical than they are the spiritual. Not saying that, and we have people in the churches who focus too much on spiritual who lack in the physical. So there's imbalances not just in the government, but there's also imbalances in churches and so on. And it's kind of funny to sit back and look at these things because you can see them so clearly. But, you know, there are some situations where you do feel a little powerless. What do you do? Sure, you could say something about it, but how far is it going to take? And I'm just saying, with the idea of working with spirituality, and I kind of end up realizing that when you both define that, there is a solution. It's just the idea of having faith in it. So the energy comes together, and the physical and the spiritual work together. So therefore, if we could kind of like, I don't know, kind of blow out into the society, that kind of thing, instead of the churches are always saying, well, you know, this is what's going on. Join a church, you'll be okay. I'm not too sure about that one. I'm just saying, I've heard people say, you know, I joined a church. Okay. I don't get the excitement out of that, but... And I always wanted to tell me that, too. How come they don't tell me that? Oh, our I guess Vince left. Well, Vince, if you're out there, we do have shows where we do topics first. If you want to come back and do some talking, we'll be glad to do some answering. I guess that's a good way to put it. So if anybody has any questions in the chat room, feel free to type them out to us, and we'll definitely answer them for you. If anybody wants to call in, the number here is 646-721-9031. Alrighty. That was like, so I'm just trying to get a point across about spirituality. Why is it so important as we focus on an individual, on an individual basis? Because I feel like if the individual is strong within himself, it just makes a society, you know, makes his community, society, everything else stronger as well. And it works, you know, it can't work as a unit unless they're all balanced. So you can see the whole idea kind of bounces back and forth. Hi, I'm new. It's like, hello.
Well, you know,
sorry?
You know, that's what spirituality is about. People are looking at all of the different religious beliefs and all of the beliefs that they've been taught all their lives and deciding what works for them and what doesn't. And then they form their own set of beliefs about their lives and the creator or whatever name you want to use, and then they let that be what they live.
Yeah, and I think the idea of the situation when they were focusing on, in this book, when they were focusing on spirituality being the number one first, is because it's the ideal. It seemed like you come, it's like you, I don't know, I really get the impression that you get these realizations quicker when you're working on spirituality than you do when you try to do the physical. Because it seems like when you're working just with physical, you just feel like you're spinning your tires. But when you interact with spiritual with that, you start thinking in different ways, but you also start trying to balance out your life, and you finally get to the point where you feel like you got to balance out both physical and the spiritual. But it seemed like it started with the spiritual pursuits. Would you agree?
Well, yeah, because we're more than just physical. Our bodies are just a very small part of who we actually are. And if we always try to get our bodies in the right place at the right time and all that, but we don't actually recognize the rest of us, then, you know, it's like trying to get your right hand to be perfect and your left hand is off doing whatever, you know, comes along.
Yeah, because I was sort of going the whole thing myself, and I was like, you know, these things, when I really started focusing on the spiritual side too, all of a sudden, I started thinking, I was also being attracted to certain books and that kind of stuff, you know? And it just came across the freaking thing, and it was just freaking me out, this, that, and the other. And I don't know, it seemed like for me, filing for a change, that the path started being more clear which way I should go. You know what I mean?
Okay, do you have music playing in your background?
Not anymore. there was some things going on, and Amy had got a link in the chat room, and I was checking it out.
Oh, okay.
And I had to cut it off before I started crying. So, crying. I'm like lost on the whole thing now too. So okay, guys, it's one of those things, we're going over the situation of spirituality, and I think when we start focusing on it, like I said before, you know, it's just the idea of focusing on learning, the growing, and the realization. So if you get those two going on, because a lot of people sit there and do that, they say, okay, you know, when you're being more physical than you're spiritual, when you start, it's like you get to a point where you know you need to learn something, but you're not really listening. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you would say the physical is more of you, like the ego. The ego says, I can do it all by myself. I don't need no help. I'm okay. And I keep getting myself in trouble, but I'm okay. You know, I'll figure it
That's
out my
right.
way. I fell into a hole. I'll dig myself out. And then I started realizing,
yeah.
what the heck am I talking about? I don't even have a shovel. I can't dig myself out, but I'll be okay. So it's a realization right then and there. You're hoping, that, okay, the guy's in the hole is going to realize that he's in a hole and he's in danger and needs some help. And this is what we call it, the spirituality, coming in and pulling you out or pulling you up. And he refuses to do that. So he just sits there and says, I'm okay. So see, he's not seeing past the illusion that he's made for himself, which he's in trouble. And if he doesn't hurry up in the morning, they're going to throw dirt on his head. And if you ever seen some of those guys that work at the cemetery, I don't think they're going to notice him. But I've seen some of those guys. Okay, I'm not going to say, okay, I have not met every guy who works at the cemetery. I'm just saying the ones I've met, they'd have to get a license to get a shovel, okay? But I don't know what it is. You know, it's kind of funny, too. People say you can't walk on graves, right? It's impolite to walk on graves. I want you to walk by the cemetery when they're mowing the grass and the maintenance people are doing all the work on there. They're basically tap dancing on those graves and walking all over the whole thing. So does that mean if you work for a cemetery, you're excluded from the first rule? I don't know. If anybody has an answer about that, give us a call here, 646-721-9031, because I'm kind of curious about that one. But the spiritual life, and once you get into really working with the spiritual and balancing it out both, and then you start realizing that maybe what you're doing with your life right now is not what you really want to do, and your mind starts opening up. And we're talking about a chemical reaction here, or an alchemical reaction, of raising your lower to the higher, lower vibration, going, okay, Eureka, I got it. So, you know, the guy's in the hole, and he's saying, okay, I finally figured it out. I need some help. Okay? So somebody reaches in and pulls you out. And every once in a while, he has a tendency to do the same thing again and drops himself in the hole. But, you know, once you keep doing it, you'll start realizing how to get out of it. But eventually, you get to a point where you miss the hole altogether. And that's called progression and your transition of no longer, you know, walking up and going, okay, the illusion says, if I jump in the hole, I can get out. And then realizing later on, you can't. So, and then I guess it's also letting down his guard and his pride to actually ask for help. I think a lot of people don't really take on the life, the spiritual life, because like we were talking about before, when people were talking about, well, somebody walked up to me and said, here's a check for $2,500, and you refuse to take it because you don't take charity, not realizing that it's been a little more spiritual. Works on your spiritual life and realize that everything happens for a reason. And that reason that money came to you was because of something you said or did or something you were manifesting. It played itself out and it brought it right to you. And then you refused it. That was a little too much physical coming in there. Pride.
Mm-hmm.
Now I see why pride is a sin. Or one of the great, what do they call that? One of the, what do they call those things? The seven sins.
Oh, like gluttony and sloth and, the seven deadly sins.
Seven deadly sins, because the pride's one of them. And if you really sit here and look at the situation of pride, why is pride a sin? People say, well, you should have pride. Well, pride has a tendency to make people put their kids in a car and tell them, okay, my pride says that I deserve better. They don't take into consideration everything else. I guess you call it selfish mode. You know what I'm talking about? It's like you look at the situation of people saying pride, like they refuse to take any help from anybody. When actually they're asking for help. And when it comes to them, they're saying, well, no, that's okay, we can handle it ourselves. That's an illusion. Because you got yourself in the situation anyway, and you're still thinking the same thing and wondering what happened and where is the solution. And then someone comes up there and helps you out with some money. Sometimes solutions can be very simple. Very
simple. That's true. And pride is usually something that blocks you from your own good.
Yeah, charity. Was actually, I said this before too, Joelstein's dad did the same thing. He was praying for a financial blessing with his family. Somebody gave him a check for $1,000, and he took the $1,000 and put it in the freaking offering. And then later on, he kicked himself in the head, you know? What the heck was I doing? He just realized that moment that wasn't for the church, that was for him. And I'm pretty sure it was almost like a realization. Yeah, give a percentage back, 10%, 15%, whatever it is. But the majority was for you to help you get out of your situation. And then when you get out of your situation, I'm pretty sure you're going to pass it down the road and bless somebody too. And that's exactly what happened to him. You know, bless that person blesses that person, that person blesses that person, and so on and so on. And next thing that comes right back to you. It's like a chain reaction. Love, and just love unconditionally too. Love unconditionally, you'll realize that everybody loves you too. So the idea of caring for you and they want to help you out, just people do it in different ways. I will say we're talking about this one part in here where it talks about success as the natural order of the universe, wholly ordained by God as a force for good to replace the effects of this world with the divine reality, to transform failure to fulfillment, lack to abundance, illness to wholeness, and discord to harmony, as the power moves through us to accomplish and achieve in accordance with the law of being. It's almost like the idea of law of attraction, the law of gravity, the law of whatever you want to put out there. There's also, it says that success, abundance, prosperity is also a law too. So in some sense of the word, you're breaking the law. So stop breaking the law and start being prosperous and abundant. Kind of motivates everybody else not to steal.
I could do that.
Yes. Because I was telling everybody with the situation of stealing, what is stealing? If you look at the root of the whole thing, it's a fear. Somebody steals it because they're scared they're not going to have it.
A person
who lashes onto somebody, you know, they're not really, at the time they're doing it, they're not trying to be mean to that person by telling them that they love them and they lie to them. I mean, right then, there, you're stealing, you're lying. So you're breaking two commandments. Because, first of all, you don't unconditionally love yourself, because if you did, you realize that you wouldn't feed into those fears. You realize that by loving yourself, that you deserve the best, and at that point, you're probably attracting the best in your life, too. And all your needs and desires and wants would probably be being fulfilled, where you didn't have any wants, needs, or desires. And that's what the books really focus on a lot, too, of getting to the point in your life where you don't have any desires, wants, or needs, because you're living and you're flowing with the flow of life. So therefore, by realizing that you were destined to have all these things in the first place and just live it that way, then all these things would be a part of your life. And you would also find the missing pieces about yourself. Because it's also been said that if you have missing things in your life, that's something about yourself that you haven't really either realized that you had or been reacquainted with it. Because a lot of times, you've seen people that go, okay, me and this person here, we've attracted each other, but we really don't have a lot of things in common. And a lot of times you find out later on that they do. It was just a circumstance that missed things out. So they could actually physically see them with their eyes. But they can definitely feel something between the two. So there's the energy. And the energy is pulling at both of them. It was just the idea of realizing that maybe they should have focused more on the energy and the essence of what was being there, which is the love, instead of what we have in common, which is a physical. Oh, okay. I'm just saying, success. Success, you know, people talk about success, but success could be anything. Success in life, success in relationships, success in love, being successful at loving yourself, being successful at a business, being successful at accomplishing your goals, being successful at obtaining balance within your life, the physical and the spiritual. But people always have a tendency when you say success, the first thing they think of is finances and your career. Now realizing if you're very successful with your spiritual life and balancing your life between the physical and the spiritual, a lot of times you don't think about those other things because why? Because you're living it and you have those things, so you don't think about them. And that's the whole idea of putting yourself in a state of mind too, of having things manifest so quickly, is the idea of not realizing that you're doing it. or in this one book here, it says, once you sit there and ask for what you want, and then put yourself in a state of mind that you don't care if you get it or not, because you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's already on its way, and it should be popping in your life anytime. You're just waiting, and I don't think you're even waiting. It's just the ideal. You know things are going to line up, and as soon as they line up, you're going to notice it, and you're going to follow through with it, and you're going to take advantage of the opportunities that are being presented to you. So that's the whole idea. I mean, it's all look at the... It's almost like saying, everybody, sit down, think about it. When did you realize that you had manifested something? If you was focusing on a house, more than likely later on you found out while you were living in the house, some kind of eureka moment brought to your attention that you were living in the house that you were trying to manifest 2 months earlier. But you didn't notice because you were already living.
Right.
So you had to look back and go, wow, that's cool. What can I do now? So,
yep, that's
Vince.
True.
Okay, Vince, you need to come back and just do some readings. Right now we're doing readings, guys, so the number here is 646-721-9031. If I said it too fast, too bad. That's okay. I'll say it again. The number is 646-721-9031. So give us a call. We answer any questions out there, except for we don't notarize anything. Okay, guys? Just answer questions. So don't call in here and say, can you notarize this? I haven't got that one yet. But I do see a lot of notaries here in town where you got to go to somebody's house anymore. You know, Jack can notarize that for you. Who's Jack? Can I just go to the courthouse? Oh, they don't do it anymore because they didn't make enough money at it. So Jack does it. So it's like Jack of all trades. I got you. Okay, sorry. I thought it was a funny joke, but since somebody's laughing, I guess it wasn't too funny. I thought it was. But, so if anybody wants to get a reading, or also I want to tell you guys about, I'm also having a show tonight at midnight, and we're calling it Free Angel Reading Midnight. Okay? And also, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's on Sunday, we're having Free Angel Reading Midday. I was going to call it Free Angel Reading Brunch. And maybe I should still do that. But I was trying to keep it in the same format with my midnight show. So what we're doing on the midnight show is everybody's coming in. I've actually invited a lot of people. I'm hoping a lot of psychics show up too as well. So we can have, it's going to be like, we did on Tuesday night, it was like a forum. We just put things and we did readings. We talked about it, but basically everybody who was in the queue, I brought them on. So all the mics were wide open, and everybody could talk back and forth and voice their opinions. We had a couple of discussions about lawyers and doctors and imbalances and that kind of stuff, and then we did readings in between that. So therefore, if you call in and get a reading, you actually got to take advantage of, I think it was four of us, to do readings for you and that kind of stuff. So it was just, you know, I call it the round table. I'll talk about whatever, you know. And it seemed like it was pretty cool. I mean, it's just like wide open. Everybody's just voicing and venting or whatever they wanted to do. And plus the people that were calling in, too, also, if they felt any kind of impressions with people that were doing readings and stuff, they could also share that as well. And some of them did, too. You know, one guy called in. We had one guy particularly called in. And, you know, sometimes guys... I don't know what you expect with psychics, but you really don't treat them like humans. I've had a couple of people never treated me like that. I've had a couple of friends that do this. I don't know if you've had this happen to you, Barbara, but I'll be sitting there talking to people, and they keep forgetting that you're human. There is a human side of you, and they just start bashing you with questions and questions and questions. And I sit there and told a friend of mine, I was like, I have a headache. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, could you answer one more question for me? You know, and I'm like, are you serious? Are you just caught up in the whole mode? And I think sometimes they do get caught up, and we've seen people like it before too. They're so focused on getting the answers, and they're focused on their questions and their situation. They have a tendency to be too self-centered at that moment to think about that you're going through migraines, and they don't give you the time to breathe. You just want to say, give me $100 right now, and I'll go give you some aspirins, and I'll come back and answer your questions for you. You know? But it was interesting, I tell you. So if anybody in the chat room has any questions... I'm sorry. Go ahead, Barbara.
I don't usually get headaches, so that hasn't come up.
Okay. Well, usually I just sit there and I usually say that just for the heck of saying, oh, I got a headache, leave me alone. It doesn't seem to work. But,
then why keep doing it?
Well, I'm just eventually, you know, hopefully someone, I'll tap onto somebody and say, oh, you have a headache, I'll leave you alone. But we haven't got that yet, but we're working on it. So we just, right now, we
Maybe you should start saying that this is the end of the reading. It's time for us to hang up now.
Yeah, like, hello, I got to go. The only sin, I read this in the book, too, it says the only sin that man has is the when he feeds into, when he's not being his full potential. And I started thinking about it, too, man. When you're sitting there lying to people or having adultery or whatever it is, I bet you do feel less than worthy at the time. So you're not really functioning at your full potential. Because if you was, you wouldn't think you would have to do something like that. Or steal or whatever. You feel you're whole and complete and you feel that way. So therefore you have a tendency to have a respect for people and realize, okay, would I like to have someone steal from me? I have heard people say this, and this place, you know, don't, if you treat this place like it was your own, and then all of a sudden it's all messy, and you start realizing, oh, you can't use that, because they're messy as homes, they are at work. Hello, and hello everybody in the chat room, Jane, Sabreeze, Amy, Psychic Journeyman, oh, that's me. Myself. And also say hello to all the guests out there. If you know your number, we lost somebody. Don't you hate when we lose someone out of the freaking room?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's all center and focus and just feel the energy like you're a magnet and all these people are coming in and we're just talking and having a great time. So the queue is full of people asking questions. They, you know, they want to ask us questions. They're asking questions of themselves and it's just a very fulfilling 2 hours. We got an hour and 17 minutes remaining in the show. It's now 9:42 p.m. It's March 10th, 2011. And it's a fantastic day and right now, we're waiting for everybody to show up in the queue, and they're going to be popping in any minute now. Next thing I'm going to have like 10 people in the queue. We're going to be going, oh my gosh. And then the ticket booth. I was going to say the ticket booth is going to be full. What the heck am I thinking? All right. Some flashbacks. Now, the chat room will be full. What is the potential? I do know that I have Premium Plus, so I can actually have at least 100 people in the chat in the queue, but I'm not sure about the chat room. I've seen some really full chat rooms. I'm wondering how full you can make the chat room. Angel Hazel Eyes. What's that? I'm sorry.
I don't know that there's a limit.
I don't know. I'm just saying because I guess you can have as many as you want to. If you had a big screen, you'd probably catch them all. And what happens if people get, if you get too many people in the chat room? Do they fall off your screen? But I was just curious. But secret of a successful life, I really feel like, is first of all and foremost is having a balance between the physical and the spiritual. But what I was saying before, where I feel like the spiritual starts first before you really start focusing on why you need to be healthy in the physical, it starts with the spiritual. Because when we start thinking about things, you know, the first thing that comes to us is, I feel like I have imbalances in my body, which usually comes from doing a chakra clearing or doing a yoga class. And then you start noticing things about your body, physical body. So that's what I was putting out there. I really like the Super Beings book because it's just this one little thing at the top here of the pages where you actually make your list. Where it says, I have a power within me to realize and fulfill one of these desires. Through the love, wisdom, and power of my supermind, I have the ability to bring about any necessary change in my body or affairs. I believe in my wonderful inner self. So So when that happens, I just always, interesting. You have a subconscious, you have a superconsciousness, which is your spiritual nature, and the law emanating from the conscious of truth. What I was saying before, I was watching this movie in Inception, I think it's called. And in there it's talking about where you have no control of the subconscious mind. And I'm sitting there going, but don't we have treatments for that? We do meditations and affirmations where we're actually trying to change the subconscious to erase the negatives and to replace them with positive. That's what I thought. So who wrote this movie? Must have been back in the 1940s, huh? Well, like Raven, and also sitting looking at the second part here was talking about the relationship, and has a nice little affirmation you can say to yourself where it says, I see myself living as I have always dreamed, yet now the dream is reality, for I have awakened to the vision of truth. What would be the vision of truth? And that would be a great show in itself. I'd have people call in. What is your vision of what you see as being true? That would be kind of interesting in itself to hear those perceptions.
Well, usually what people are living is what they consider to be the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether or not it's actually true, that's up for debate.
Right. I was going to say, when you sit there and talk to people, because I was listening to The Secret, and the guy goes, you do get kind of tired of people saying, this is how you live it, this is how you do it. But when you look at their lives, it doesn't reflect. People are saying, well, I know what I should do. I should do this, this, and this. My life would change. And then you see him walk off and continue to do the same thing over and over and over again. And then they come back to you, and they go, I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand what's going on. And you're sitting there saying, well, I see it very clearly. You need to take a step back. See, the first step.
We're so involved in living our lives that we don't see. We don't see what we do. We don't really see who we're being, because we're just being what's normal for us.
Yeah, they've always had that question too. What is normal? Normal is basically someone's perception of what they think you should be. Seriously.
Yeah.
What is your perception?
Mm-hmm.
It's what you believe. So to sit there and argue with that because I don't believe it. This is a song for me. I'm sorry, I was reading something else. Okay, whatever.
Yep.
I'm losing my mind. I'm going to sing a song. And I was sitting there shooting myself, which I wasn't really shooting myself. Do you think it happens?
Huh?
But someone kept saying over and over again, I'm going to shoot myself. Do you think that you can actually manifest that too? You caught yourself one night.
Well, yes, if that's something you truly believe. Every time you say it, you're putting more power into it.
I was just wondering, like one of the things I'm sitting there going, that's just crazy. Because I was, I know for me, it was one of those things of sitting down and looking at life and trying to figure out, okay, what do you do? I do know that when I first started doing this kind of work too, I think I was going through the mechanics, and that seems to be the one thing people don't understand. Just going through the movements, there's no vibration, because it was like, okay, logically, this is what I should do, and logically, this sounds sound, what I read, and then you're just thinking logically. It's not until you start feeling it within your heart, and you combine the two of the intelligence of what you know you should do, and also feeling it at the same time as well, when you start really getting manifestations to happen very quickly. Excuse me. I just, so I understand when people say we're going to spiritual lifestyle, it's not easy. It is easy. But sometimes if you have, if we're focusing on the imbalance between the physical and the human, or the physical and the spiritual, sorry. If the physical has been in the front seat for so long, we have a tendency to get in our way when it comes to spirituality. Because it's something we can't see. It's something we have to feel.
Yep.
So if you see this world, you can understand why, in the sense of feeling something, can be so hard, because basically everything does it for us. You know?
No.
I don't have to figure if I want a babysitter or not. I just call an agency and they tell me if this person here is a good babysitter. So I don't have to use my intuition. Excuse me. And even though I think in those situations you should. No, I was in D.C.
I was want to use your intuition to figure out which agency to call. Not all agencies.
Oh, I guess in some sense of the word, yeah, you're right. You use that, but... what I'm saying is, I lived in Maryland for a long time, and they had agents down there that would do that for you. And it was like every other week, you were hearing stories of how they messed up. This one person in particular, I freaked out when they found this lady was babysitting for this couple in D.C. And this lady had a freaking record, she had a freaking record a mile long of child abuse. But since she wouldn't get fired, what she would do is she would quit. When she realized she was in trouble, she would quit and move on. So no one ever thought about it. There was no documentation or anything like that. But definitely somebody wasn't using her intuition either. It's just the ideal,
yeah.
Telling people, even when you're working with agencies or supposed to be doing it all for you, you should at least listen to that twinge that comes in your solar plexus that says, there's something not right with that situation. That's your spiritual side going, hello.
Hello.
I would hit you in the head, but my spiritual head is not solid. So it wouldn't get your attention anyway. It would just pass right through you. Excuse me. Well, normally it would. You know, the spiritual side was trying to get your attention, but it has to go through, like your angels. Your angels coming through and that kind of stuff. I have situations where they push me on the shoulder and that kind of stuff, but. In some aspects, they have a tendency to communicate through other people. If anybody disagrees or agrees or anything like that, just let me know. Give us a call here, 646-721-9031. And that was a great song. I like that. It had the title pick and everything in there. That was really cool. Oops, hold up. I actually want to cancel that out. Hello? Hello, guys. Okay, it's quickie, top doggy. So, guys, anybody have any questions in the chat room? Or maybe you want, if you guys like an angel card for the day, let me know, and I will shuffle and give you a card. If you want to call and get a reading, I would say we would like to have some people in so we can actually do reading, which is something we can do. Oh, I just love that. Okay. So we were talking about this the other day, too, about healing and how does that work? It's just the idea of raising the vibration. And when one person changes their thinking, I call that a healing. Healing of one's thinking and going from negative to positive. So now they've changed that. So I guess it's like healing of the subconscious. So now I'm thinking positive and letting go of the negative. Healing to me is letting go. I mean, I don't know. It's like looking at the situation of pain itself. I've noticed that when you get stressed out, when you're like, you think you're in pain, you have a tendency to get stressed out more. If you could sit there and relax and do meditations, I've noticed the pain goes away. Sheesh. All right. So give us a call in here at 646-721-9031. And this do some readings. Okay, guys? If you have any questions about anything with alchemy, anything that you've done yourself, any kind of personal experiences of how you dealt with certain things in your life and changed your thinking and healed that old aspect, and let go of the things that needed to move on, and now you do have that life that you've always wanted. You know, we always talk about the situation. There are certain things that still happen from time to time, But when you're really focusing on and having the life that you want, those little imperfections that do happen, it's easy to get through those. Right now, we're going to take a break for 10 minutes. There are some bad side effects when you drink too much water. And I need to take care of those side effects, and we'll put it as nice as we can. And we'll be right back in probably about 2 or 3 minutes, and we'll be right back. I'm trying to think. Here we go. Back. How you guys doing? I hope I didn't scare you. I kind of scared myself there a minute because it was kind of quiet, wasn't it? So let's get back on the show here. We got a caller in the queue, and we're going to see what's up with you. So, hello. How are you? Healing for inner peace. How are you today? Welcome to the show.
Namaste. Love, light, and blessings to you and all the listeners.
Thank you. And?
Yeah, alchemy is definitely a very interesting process, and as you know, it's part of the ascension process. And many of us that do the work, that are consciously aware of the work we do multidimensionally, more universally, at a more conscious level, are more aware of it. But a lot of the experiences, as you know, from the higher dimensions, cannot necessarily be word put into earth plane words, but are more on an experiential level, which is most of the work that I've done when I share it with others over the past many years has been more experiential than actual verbiage. You know, through guided meditations, visual meditations, invocations, and so forth, channeling and bringing in higher dimensional, higher universal, creator, living light, and love frequencies, and so forth. And assisting them in their ascension process, their awakening process, so that they can truly be self-empowered and go off on their own, so that I will never be anyone's guru, nor did I ever want to be. I always want them to have a direct connection with the source within them and become the infinite oneness with all that is. And that's an individual experience, of course. Each one of us is going to experience it differently depending on our own soul's experience on all planes of our soul's existence and consciousness growth on each dimensional level of our beings. No two are going to be the same. But there can be similarities at times.
Yes, it's true. There is similarities between certain things that people do. Because I think that's why they have a tendency to want to group it into the masses instead of taking it on an individual basis. Because there are some similarities, but it's definitely a personal experience. I mean, I've actually taught with the Bible, too, that people like to sit there and go, this is what it means here. I said, well, that's what it means to you, but someone else might have a different perception on that. I know I have. Because, I mean, I have a tendency to tell people all the time. They're talking about stealing and lying. I'm like, you know, focus on looking through spiritual eyes when you look at spiritual context, because that's what it is. But you guys try to put it into a materialistic thing when it's not really talking about stealing a car or stealing property. Because if you actually did research about back in the day, when the Bible was actually written, there were certain things that were done back those days. I mean, actually, farmers used to leave a part of the field to people who were not, you know, that were not well off. So you'd have a part of the wheat field, a little corner of it would be put to the side for people who didn't have anything that they could actually feast on this. And just certain things throughout things where they were constantly focusing on maintaining balance. Within their universe, their lives themselves. So they knew that there was people that were destitute, but it wasn't looked down upon. It was looking for a solution, which it seems in this day of age we've kind of like lost track of trying to find solutions and always want to keep focusing on the problem.
Right.
So right. I just felt like alchemy was a key, you know, especially with divine alchemy.
Most definitely. I know in my source book and experience, I had definitely see myself strongly connected with Moro. And I'm sure I've worked with him in past incarnations and higher light realms, I'm sure.
Right.
But I also know several others that have as well. You know, I mean, the big part aspect of what he did was, you know, was alchemy on the metaphysical level. And a lot of what he taught is not really in any particular books. You only get it through telepathic, empathic communication with him and the energy that he represents. The consciousness, you know, that he comes from, I guess you could say, the collective consciousness.
Yeah, because the information I got was from this one guy called I got a thing here called the Alchemist Handbook by a guy named John Randolph Price, and he was saying that his book veers away from the accepted idea of conscious and subconscious mind and underscores the fact that while we are not all of God, God is all of us, including the mind of decision and choice and the principle of creative power. I mean, when I always sit there and look at the situation, God himself is in pure energy.
Right. I mean, basically, you know, God or creator or source energy is pure living light, living love, consciousness of creation itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not only multidimensional, it's multi-universal. Basically, the visual that I explain to many people, which makes it pretty easy, because a lot of people need some type of a 3D visual to grasp a much more expanded concept, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I use is, think of a telescope. A telescope is made of a series of lenses. And let's just say on the very top is your higher self, and above that is your oversoul, which is a higher collective aspect of your soul. There are many other higher selves that do similar aspects of the same work that you do, come off down through the dimensions. And then above that, you are part of the collective consciousness, creator of this universe, and then part of multiverse creator consciousness. Now, as you come down each lens is a different focal point of light, or a focal point of your own soul's expression in, let's just say, the holographic universe.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, each quantum frequency is coming into a more and more dense form, in essence. So coming down to another lens and another lens to get to the bottom lens, which is where we are here, the most dense form there is in this universe.
There is.
Mm-hmm.
And one which I know is we have different aspects of ourselves like depression in multiple timelines simultaneously. And I remember one experience I had several years ago, and I was exploring something inside. And I saw a picture of someone else, and I knew they were another aspect of me, but they weren't me. They didn't look like me. But my God wanted me to be able to identify with that individual, that face, because I saw it in the eyes. But they did not allow me to have direct communication that was never meant to happen, that, for whatever reason. It was just not done. I was meant to be aware that did indeed exist, as well as traveling to other timelines every now and then, just to experience something or see something or what have you, and then come back. I was usually never there for too long, but I know others have been other timelines longer. But, you know, it's just a matter of bringing certain things from your Akashic record, from your multidimensional soul, and bringing that information that you need into your conscious awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's amazing how people talk about the subconscious mind, like it's unattainable.
Not really, but this is even beyond it. This is your own soul, your own higher self. Many people that do channeling, per se, they channel particular, they have a certain identity, a name, of an individual, a center master, name of a group of individuals, a collective consciousness, which obviously they are more than likely a part of that collective consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
But they use that as they represent when they're channeling. The work that I've never done that. I just bring it through, and I'm just channeling my higher self, my oversoul. I'm channeling through my collective oneness with the Creator, all that is. And we all are capable of doing this. And eventually we all will be doing this when we get into the new earth. We will be all capable of it. It doesn't make me better or worse than anyone else. It's just specific experience that I have, and able to bring the essence of that experience into my conscious awareness, according to what I need for what I'm doing at any given linear moment. But we are truly non-linear and quantum in nature, which is our true self. It's a non-linear, truly quantum being. And even beyond quantum. That's our true being is. I mean, think about our DNA, like Brian talked about. About 5% of our DNA has to do with our physical body, the color of eyes, skin color, hair texture, so on and so forth. Most of it is quantum DNA, so I mean, some aspects of it is our God energy, some aspects of it is our soul energy, some of it is our Akashic record. Some of it is energy from Divine Mother, Mother Earth, Gaia, so forth. All these other higher vibrational states of being that allow us to be in force and in consciousness. And that is within our DNA. DNA is more than just a physical measurement.
I'm just saying, with the situation of they talk about the ideal that you can change your DNA. So since you have that much percentage in it that you were talking about with those certain aspects, which is almost, you know, it's not as physical as they think.
Yeah.
You can actually change that.
Right. Well, what it is basically unlocking specific quantum codes within the DNA and being able to integrate it into your conscious awareness. Integrating more of your oversoul into your conscious awareness. So that instead of seeing yourself as a multidimensional being, you see yourself as whole, which you are. It's just a matter of bringing that into your conscious awareness.
So with the situation of people thinking that you're just on this third dimensional plane, you can actually rise above that as two and still be in the physical body, right?
Your physical body and the soul within your physical embodiment on the earth plane is but a small part of your soul. Very small part.
Yeah, we also have the higher self, too, as well.
Right, but again, think of the telescope.
Let's just say one of your guys
you know is Canadian, or Arcturian, or Dromedian, or Arcturian, right?
Right.
And they've been one of your primary guys for a long time. Now, what if those primary guides are simply higher dimensional aspects of your own soul? Therefore, would you ever guide yourself wrong?
Right.
Right.
The aspects of the telescope.
Now, let's just say there are other aspects of yourself, other beings that with that part of you that have something to share to help you, because as they help you on the earth plane, it also helps that aspect of you on the earth vibrate. Now, many of these light ships throughout our galaxy, throughout our stars, our planetary system, let's just see the guiding force. For them are the higher dimensional aspects of the stars in this world, which means that we who have conscious stars have our own higher dimensional aspects on the ships, knowing they're there in some part of our awareness.
Okay.
And therefore, those aspects of ourselves are guiding the world simply because the lower dimensional aspects are as incarnate or walking here in physical human earth suits. Therefore, we are guiding the work that they're doing and all those other light ships everywhere.
We're the leaders.
Which is higher aspects of ourselves.
So basically, we're the leaders.
In a sense, but they don't have a hierarchy of commanders, generals, or what have you. They simply just are broken up into roles, what they do. I'll give you an example. My Pleiadian aspect. I've seen my Pleiadian aspect work with a hologram of the earth in this room, which has these seats, if you will, surrounding this hologram of the earth, where many of these higher dimensional aspects of us are there on this ship. When they work together as a collective group, they work focusing their energy to work with the earth grids and other work that needs to be done on a planetary level. Therefore, there are earth aspects, which is us, when we are doing, say, earth healing work, as an earth healer, right? We, or like when you and I are doing work on our Blog Talk radio shows, which I've been doing, going on almost 2 years, I've been doing so. I just changed the channel a little bit. But that's going right at the moment. We are communicating, connecting with other souls. And so they are working through us. We are working through them. So both two ways at the same time. Yeah, like our Dream Master, he's a friend of mine, says we need to work within ourselves. We are the ones which others look and seek
and
upon.
And seek upon. Yes, I saw that.
That is so true. That is so
true. That is.
Now, healing now is not like what we had learned when I initially learned Reiki like 20 years ago. It's ascension healing more, which is more of an integration of our multidimensional consciousness into that oneness. So like I was saying, one of the first steps is seeing ourselves as multidimensional, then seeing ourselves instead of multidimensional aspects of self, see ourselves as one whole oneness with Creator, one whole oneness with all that is. Mm-hmm. And the more that we expand our conscious awareness and are able to integrate more and more these higher frequencies and not only channel them, but anchor them for our totality of being, anchor them for Mother Earth Gaia to assist, which helps her in her growth, helps her in her ascension. Whenever I'm working on a quote-unquote healing or what have you, I mm-hmm. always share the highest divine frequencies that are channeled in for myself or the one I'm working with to consciously share that energy with Gaia. Always. Never leave her out.
Right.
Now, one thing they used to teach in Reiki years ago is when you do healing and you're removing someone's negative energy, bring it down, put it into Mother Earth. No, don't do that. You bring the energy and clear upwards, put it to Creator so it can be transmuted and cleared. Why give your negative energy that you've created when you're doing healing work for someone or for yourself to Mother Earth? She has enough stuff that we've already given to her.
Mm-hmm.
Lift up to Creator. Creator can better deal with it than she can. Why give it more to her? We already have to clear the stuff that our negative energy put into Gaia already, which mm-hmm. many people are doing. So why give it to her? Just lift
right.
it up to Creator. Does that
That's
make
true.
Sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, yeah. Leave it up to kin. It's like we were talking about before, where you just kind of like let go of the bank and just go down the river of life.
Exactly. You know, often in my meditations, I've been using a rainbow river of light or a rainbow bridge, mm-hmm. or I use the two of them together, along
mm-hmm.
with specific guided meditations that I use. And then I use mm-hmm. them in different ways, depending on whatever the purpose of the intention of the session is.
Okay. All I wanted to do right now is I got some callers in the queue that actually want to get some readings in. But thank you for being here and sharing this all with us. I mean, it's very insightful. I really appreciate this, too, because I was trying to get my point across, and it was like, and then you came in and pretty much put a little twist on the whole thing and got people thinking. I can see people in the chat room thinking right now. So,
well, maybe you and I can talk off air and... you know, we can talk about our Blog Talk Radio shows and stuff. Off air, I'd be happy to do that with you. I'm on the East Coast. And I live in New Hampshire, which is home of the Crystal City of Light in the White Mountains, under Mount Lafayette, where the portal is. So
yes, okay, no, yeah, it'd be great.
So I work out of that portal and more. But
yeah, I was just going to say, if you want to contact me after the show, after Skype, was through Skype, because that's right now, it's the only phone I have right now that I use. But I'd be more welcome to talk to you.
Okay, well, you can my Skype is the same as I'm using here, Healing for Inner Peace.
Okay, no problem then.
So you can
add. Let me write that down. And then I'll contact you. Because I do have to run out here and get some refreshments for my second show at midnight.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll probably be in bed by then. I have a busy day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just saying. But
we'll connect all in divine timing. Just add me, and we'll connect all in divine timing.
No problem, then I will. So it's Healing for Inner Peace. I just put that in there and connect with you. Okay, no problem, then. Thank you for being here.
And it's now, if you really want to see, do a Google search for that Healing for Inner Peace and see what you get. Google
okay.
Bing search.
No, I will. I'm always looking for other things to look into and. Expand my mind, really, seriously. I'm always reading it, and just more I can get a hold of.
Right.
I'm always welcome to.
Now, the big thing is, within this process, is if you focus only on reading, that's
mm-hmm.
3D communication.
That
is limited.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, work through a multidimensional, multi-universe integration awakening process through your higher self, through your oversoul, to Creator directly and receive Creator Living Light downloads and other type of connections like that to get the higher information. If you focus on the earth verbiage, the
mm-hmm.
earth books for knowledge, you're limiting yourself.
Gotcha.
Go directly to the energy and consciousness of creation itself. which we all
right.
do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't limit
no,
yourself
no, no.
on the books.
No,
so
understand.
That's why I don't. Yes, there are some books that I read, and there's some books
mm-hmm.
I want to get, but I depend more on that. Most of what I know, I've gotten etherically, not from physical books.
Gotcha. No, no, I understand what you're saying, because, I mean, I read a lot, too, but there are a lot of information I've gotten from other sources, too.
Right. Something, I mean, not from the arts plane itself is what I'm getting at.
Right. Opening up, yeah, when you,
most of what
you
I,
open that awareness.
Right.
I'm
most
just saying
of
when
what
open,
I do is
sorry.
Is from that higher state of knowingness, beingness, and so forth.
Oh, yeah. Opening it up, and you get a lot of information comes through there. So, yeah, I definitely pay attention to that, if not
yeah,
more
I mean,
now.
Yeah, but, I mean, I can talk to you about, you know, I can actually bring you some specific downloads when we talk off air.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And, yes. I will definitely contact you, and I thank you again for being here. And if you want to stick around and listen, it's fine. I just want to... what do I do? I'm just tired. But I want to get on a couple callers here, so if you want to just... like I said, if you want to stick around, you're more welcome
okay.
to do that. I'm going to go ahead and take a couple calls here and answer some questions.
Okay, I just have to check see what's going on in the other room in the house, but I'll be back.
Alrighty. No problem.
Hey. Love, light, and blessings to all, and I'll talk to you soon. So
all
are
right.
You, now, are you right. psychic joining in the top one or the second one down? Which one's you?
Which one is me?
In the chat room.
I'm the top one. I call it the coin of the coin of success. I don't know what it is. It's a little orange thing, but that's me.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. All right. All right. Talk to you soon. Love, light, and blessings.
Soon.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. And area code 229, welcome to the show. How are you? Marvin or Melvin?
Melvin. Yes, sir.
Melvin?
Yes, sir.
So how you doing?
How you doing, sir? All right.
Sir. I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. How about you? You doing good?
Pretty good, I guess. Yes, sir. Pretty good, I guess. Yes, sir. It'll kind of echo, so I'm like I'm saying it twice.
I know, I hear that too. Man.
I know, I
hear
that.
Yeah.
Okay, but I just have a question, some questions about on my job. I work at night. And it's been kind of hectic, but I work at this hospital, it's a mental institution, it's a mental hospital, and I just want to know, do you see me getting a promotion on this job, and are there going to be some changes with different employees for me to get this promotion? Do you see anything increasing on my job for me?
So you're looking to get a promotion?
Well, I guess I am. I mean, I just want to know if any is there anything is you know is gonna I'm gonna be recognized for you know up for promotion as a lead position.
Every time I focus on the situation, I keep getting 15.
15?
Like 15 years? 15. Almost like a reference of how long you've been there.
Well, I've only been at the hospital about, this is my fourth year.
Your fourth year?
Yes, sir.
I feel like in the last 15 months, you've been thinking about advancement and wanting more out of what you're getting.
Hey, Donnie?
What?
I'm sure.
I will.
Okay.
Sometimes I just don't understand that much. I'm sorry. I was distracted by my mom asking me to take the trash out.
Oh, Lord.
I take the trash out every night. I mean, every freaking week, same time. Never miss it. Never have missed it. You know, only missed it one time when she was responsible for it. But for some reason, she was on my... What? No. I don't know how far I can move my radio show back, but I'm not getting interrupted by people just walking in. But, no, the situation I got was like the last 15 months, a lot of focus on some changes, almost like the idea of not getting what one wants. I'm actually thinking about going somewhere else, too. I do see some opportunities coming up and that kind of thing, where it's, I don't know. I feel like in the next couple of months, there's going to be a choice. I do feel like there's more coming, but I almost get the impression that you might actually go somewhere else to get it.
Okay.
I feel like you're pulled a little bit here because you're like emotionally attached to where you're at too. You know, so there's a sense of I want more in finances and money and advancement, but you also seem to be attached to the people there.
Well, I mean, I'm attached with the clients and some of the co-workers. But some
there's
of the co-workers...
Right. I'm just saying emotional attachments and that kind of stuff. Sometimes you got to sever those things in favor of what you really want to do. Because those people, no matter what you think, will be taken care of. It's just the ideal that Melvin has been kind of neglecting himself.
Right.
And now
you don't see anybody...
see
anybody getting fired or nothing, then I'm going to move into another unit. You see somebody getting fired?
I don't see, you know, I get a no on that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Barbara's here.
Sure.
I know I was going to say.
Yeah,
I was going to ask Barbara if she had any input, too, because, I mean, I'm just, you know, I was picking up those where I was getting pulled into a certain direction where that opportunity is going to come up for him to leave where he's at, and he just needs to sever ties to actually be able to make a decision to go in the direction he's being pulled into. I know. What do you think, Barbara?
Well, I'm getting that this is a time of great change. It's a time of great change for everybody. So he needs to know. He needs to focus on what it is he wants to have come into his life, because he is part of what is creating everything that's around him. And it's not that these things are happening to him. They're happening through him. So be aware of what it is you really want, Melvin. And...
Right.
Know that that is what you are putting out there and what you are asking for.
Okay. Well, I was trying to find me a vehicle. Do you see me getting another car? Excuse me?
Something comes to me about around June.
Okay.
So, I mean, I keep getting June, the ideal pot. I also get a... My impression is you should wait until June. Better deal's going to come along.
Okay. Just wait until June. Because I was thinking about going and seeing if I find one, so, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
okay.
I'm just saying, sometimes these things are a matter of timing, too.
Yeah,
so sometimes we kind of rush into things because we put ourselves in a category of saying, "Well, I need something." But I'm just saying, with the situations I've seen and read and experienced, the ideal of with one's vehicle and that kind of stuff.
Right.
And that kind of thing. You know,
okay.
I just have a tendency to look at things differently. You know.
Yes, sir. I understand. Yes, sir.
So if you put yourself in a situation of just relaxing and just kind of like let yourself go where you need to go and then tell yourself that you don't need anything, and I feel like if you would say that to yourself every day that I am enough and I have everything I need, then that's exactly what would happen. Because a lot of times you do have a tendency to worry. But I'm just saying that the one thing I did pick up the most was that... you neglect yourself. So you need to focus on that too as well.
Okay. All right.
Because I think if you do that, you're going to get the most results out of focusing on just that.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you all so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
And,
thank you.
Thanks for calling, Melvin.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you, sir, so much for that insight.
Oh, no problem. If you have any more questions, just tune in anytime and ask us any questions. And I tell people all the time, you can actually email my website. I can answer questions, like two or three questions. For $25.
Oh, and okay.
I always tell people, just give me a call. Well, now you can't give me a call this week, but as soon as things get squared away, people can still contact me through my website and just say, hey, if you have just a question about clarity on something I've already told you, you're more welcome to call me on that one. Email you and I'll call you back.
Okay.
All right?
That'd be great. Yes, sir. I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, and you have a great night. Thank you for calling.
All right. You too, sir. You too, ma'am. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have a good night.
All right. Thanks, bye.
Mm-hmm. Something going over sequencing. Okay, I'm sorry. I was just breaking in the song there for a minute. It happens from time to time.
Are you tapping on something?
Am I tapping on something? Actually, the only thing I was doing was writing. I don't think that my pen was that noisy. I don't think.
Well, it sounded like you were chopping. It sounded like that.
Oh, yeah?
Without
okay.
the dog.
Oh, okay. There you go. That was great. Fantastic. That's like our dog.
Ready for the next caller?
Hold on for a sec. Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay.
The one thing that was confusing me there. Oh, there's. Okay, I'm sorry. Hello, 214. Welcome to the show. And what's your name? How are you? 214. 214.
Oh, hi. Yes,
hi, how are you?
I'm good. Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's your name?
Fantastic. My name is Prince.
Your name is Prince?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say your name is Prince?
Prince.
Prince?
P for piano, R for rainbow, E for elephant, M for money.
Prim. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That's a very unique name. That's a great name.
Thank you.
So how can we help you tonight?
I have a house that just got sold. And
mm-hmm.
I am wondering how the outcome will be with the proceedings of it, because it's to be divided with my ex-husband, who's causing a lot of problems, and myself, and the realtor. And I'm open to hearing anything from my spirit guides also.
Okay, say it one more time.
I wanted to know what the outcome would be from the sale of this house, from my divorce. And if there's any messages from my spirit guides.
Well, the one thing I pick up the most here is the idea of relax. You seem relaxed. You seem like you have a very tone to yourself.
Yes.
But at the same time, I feel around your solar plex and your sacred chakra, I feel nervousness and worry.
Yes, because of that.
I keep getting orange and yellow mixing together and kind of affecting your root chakra, where you're feeling a little ungrounded here too, because you're scared. You're scared you're gonna lose more.
Mhm. Yes.
Then you feel like that. Also, on the same level, you're kind of like having thoughts in the back of your head that they don't deserve it. So it's like, that's what I'm saying. It's the ideal of, if you don't do any meditations, you should start, and if you do, you should focus on doing some chakras cleansings.
Mm-hmm.
On all your chakras, and then going back later on after you get down to your chakra clearing. And usually a good effect about chakra clearing in the mornings, 5 to 10 minutes is good.
Mm-hmm.
But you should go back and you should work on the sacral chakra and your solar plex, But you should also work more on grounding. And I always recommend people to work on the root chakra, which is your, that's at the base of the spine. There's also chakras behind your knees and the chakra below your feet. And you should do some extra work on those too. But also, I would, in your situation too, I would work more on your crown chakra too. Because, I mean, did I say, yeah, your crown chakra, to open up to yourself, because it seems like you hear your guidance, but it doesn't seem to be clear, and you're kind of hesitant on it. And I feel like you need to work on that as well. So do that too as well, okay?
Yeah.
And then, as in spirit guides and that kind of stuff, I keep getting that that's the reason you need to work on your crown chakra. You need to work on your chakras and stuff and open up your physical, well, I'm sorry, your spiritual sensors to actually feel them. Because I feel like they are. I keep getting four, at least, spirit guides with you, working with you. And it's like almost waiting to be reacquainted with your main guide, which is your fifth one. So they're, so I guess if you got a message, per se, it's basically telling you to open up so you can hear them.
Okay.
I've heard that a lot with a lot of people I work with angels and that kind of stuff, where they want them to work on hearing those things themselves. So they, it's a whole, it's a better experience between the two when you work one-on-one with your guys and your angels and that kind of stuff. Not saying that I don't like doing what I do and connecting with those kind of things, but a lot of things I do, I work with my own angels to help everybody else as well. So sometimes with messages and come across, they like to keep that clear, but also help you do the same thing. I keep getting Sally with you too. Do you know a very something close to you is Sally?
Sally?
Sally.
Sally.
Sally. Because it comes across in a kind of a song where it says Sally salad. Needs to eat more greens. I don't know if that might actually be a message for you that you might, you need to eat more salads.
Oh, yeah, you're right, because they've been nudging me to eat more fruits and vegetables because I'm going through this spiritual detox. And
yeah, because the thing I got was tomatoes, but not the big tomatoes. We're talking about cherry tomatoes, cucumbers, and salad.
Okay.
I also get an deficiency with you when you need to take more water in.
Water.
And, actually, eating more lettuce. Lettuce is a water soluble.
Okay.
So it's almost like all water. So you can eat some lettuce, that kind of thing. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
With as far as like my body, like with my root chakra. Is there, I feel like there's a vitamin that I'm lacking in my body that helps me with, I mean, I've had this problem with, I don't know how to say it correctly, but when I'm in a relationship, that just the enjoying pleasures and all that, it's sort of been a problem for me, and I wondered if there was a nutrition that, I know there's something lacking, I don't know what it is.
Okay, so you're talking about like a oh shoot, that's a good question. So I almost want to say arousal and stimulation.
Yeah.
I
had a traumatic event with my old marriage, and so it kind of disrupted me that way. But I've worked through that.
Right. So what I get here is a cleansing of letting something go with that too as well. Looking at the situation and realizing that the situation itself does no longer exist, so therefore you shouldn't allow anything else to affect you because it doesn't exist anymore. It's just something you're hanging on to. And when people say it's in your mind, what they're saying is a memory that you keep playing over and over again to remind yourself what you don't need to do. So you let go of that, if you could let go of that whole thing. But I do keep getting, I'm trying to get this thing out myself. I need a vitamin that would help me relax right this time. I'm just a person who gets kind of sensitive about these things. I want to make sure that I actually give the right information to you, because I keep getting vitamin A and vitamin E.
Okay.
Also, I got vitamin K. And you should take a multivitamin. If you're taking a multivitamin, okay, what you need to do is try to find a more potency one, okay? And if you can't do that, then what they're saying is try to find something equivalent to that. Even if you got to go to GNC or what I would recommend to do is, now people get freaked out when I say this, but there's a couple websites you can go to, bodybuilding.com, and there's another one too, I can't remember the other one. But what you do is go on the website and find these places. And also, people don't realize this too, but Amazon.com actually sells vitamins and stuff as well. They actually sell equipment, workout stuff and that kind of thing. What I'm saying is, you know, sometimes when you go to stores and department stores and that kind of like GNC, they jack everything up everything about 50%. If you go to Bodybuild, you can go to bodybuilding.com, and I had a catalog sitting here too where it's a different kind of vitamin. I can't remember off the top of my head. So if you email me through my website so I can get that information for you, so I can get that catalog information to you, they're a whole lot cheaper. I go to bodybuilding.com to buy vitamins too as well, and I end up knocking off about $25, if not $30 off the original price you get at GNC and even Walmart. So I'm just saying, multivitamin, a high potency multivitamin. I get the impression you're a very active person, or you want to be a very active person.
So
I get the impression that you were, and you want to get back to where you was.
Yes.
Okay, so it's the idea of realizing you are and just do it, okay? That's how you get past these points. Trust me, I've been a personal trainer for 20 years too as well. So it's the idea of when I sit here and talk about doing the physical part in spirituality of living it, it's the same thing with working out as well. You have to sit here and tell yourself, I can do this and get through it and focus. But also with the affirmations, I have a focus board for my body as well. So therefore, I have a person here sitting with like a 32-inch waist, flat stomach, and very developed abs. And people think this is kind of crazy, but visualizations on any kind of level to help you out. I mean, if you don't have a visualization in your head and what that really is around you 24/7, you can be influenced by the non-physical of it being unhealthy. So if you're, I mean, I'm just saying, I have people around me who don't really take care of themselves the way they should. So therefore, that's what I have to look at. And it's been proven that what you see, what you think about, you bring about. So I don't want to bring around a 45-inch waist. So that's what I'm saying. So I get visuals, focus boards on just that too as well. It's the same thing too. You have to. I think that we have more control over these things too. So the idea of the physical aspects of that kind of thing, talking about arousal and stimulation and that kind of stuff, it's also, you can do the same thing with certain visualizations of certain things that make you feel good. Or something that you would picture in the process of being intimate with somebody, and do a focus board on just that.
Okay.
It might sound crazy to some people, but see, we're talking about focusing on your mind to work with the body, to work with the spiritual, because I was actually going to have a show on this of how close is sexuality to spirituality. And a lot of cultures believe that when two people come together in a sexual way, there's also huge amounts of energy that are created, but it's also a spiritual experience that they feel like they actually get connected to God. Thank you. So that's what I'm saying with the situation of working on spirituality and also your sexuality could also bring about also more connections with yourself, where you can connect with those certain parts of your life. Because I feel like in the process of when you was with your ex-husband, you lost parts of yourself. So it's just like reacquainting yourself with those parts again. You know, like separating yourself and going, okay, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be here. That kind of stuff. And the process of doing that after a period of time, basically you've separated. So it's just like reconnecting to source of what you want to do on many levels. And I just feel like that would help you out a lot. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
I would recommend that you email me and get a personal reading so we can actually go deeper into the situation. Because I really don't want to air anymore out here, okay? Already?
Right. Well, thank you very, very much.
No problem. Like I said, email me. We'll go into some more deep into the situation. There's other things I could talk to you with about, too, or that could help you out, too, as well, on a physical level and that kind of thing. But there's just certain things I don't like to talk about on the show, so therefore, you understand. Alrighty.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want the email, I can give it to you real quick. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, it's www.psychic-journeyman dot Yola site.
YOLASITE
.com. Alrighty?
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you.
Are there any other questions that you might want to ask before you go?
I guess I'm thinking of taking a case up against my realtor because if not, it's really paid me out. And if that case is going to be worth it, me, you, or just leave it and move on. Because this would be the final cut from my ex-husband because it's the house.
So. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Repeat that just a little bit because I couldn't hear you because you phased out just for a second. I heard the last part very clearly, but there was a couple of pieces that, on the front part of that I didn't hear. Like, you're talking about the house.
Yeah.
I could have sworn you were talking about real estate. As in real estate life.
Well, there's a realtor who... entries, but I'm thinking of taking a case against her, but at the same time I'm in two minds whether it's just going to be worth it or not. Should I just walk away from it?
The impression I get is you should walk away.
Okay.
Because it's not the idea of the money or anything, it's going to take too much energy out of you. And I was
Get
the impression of cutting loose and going on because it seemed like you said, this is the final cut.
Yes.
And things are going to open up for you, big time.
Yeah.
So this will just keep you distracted from that whole thing, okay?
Okay, yeah. Okay, that puts my mind at ease.
Right. So take it off and get this guy off your shoulders. Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Phew. Okay. I feel
better
now. I needed to hear that.
There you go. There you go. Well, thank you.
Thank you. You're wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. 603. Hello.
Hey, Donnie. It's Amy.
Amy? I should say the voice sounds very familiar. So I see you have your hand up. Would you like to ask a question?
No. You were asking me to call in, and I had been on the line, but apparently didn't notice it, so I put my hand up.
Well, see, what happened was the last guy was on said his number started with 603.
Yeah, because he's from New Hampshire, too.
Yeah, so I was sitting looking at the number going, okay, now I got it. Now he gave me a different number. It's not the same number. I just saw the 603. I kind of take it for granted the rest of it was the same, but it wasn't. So I'm sorry. I didn't mean to leave you on the line like that.
That's okay. But, actually, I'm going to probably have to get off pretty soon. I'm getting kind of
tired.
But.
Yeah, a lot of that happens with you, don't it?
Lately, yeah.
You definitely do need to get your blood flowing and do things. I mean, when was the last time you actually really exercised?
Oh, gosh. Well,
that tells me a lot right there.
two weeks ago was the last time I really exercised, but with this the
also,
home health job that I have actually been doing exercises for my patient or with him.
Mm-hmm.
Doing, helping him do them.
Okay.
But it's not like really, it's not very cardio intensive, if you will. It is like, you know, strengthening and stuff like that.
Yeah, but sometimes when it comes to weights and that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
depending on the speed and at which you travel and you do the exercises themselves, can also give you an anabolic or aerobic reaction as well.
Yep.
So I'm seeing, you know, when you sit and look at the situation and you go, okay, that's kind of cool. It's just, I always tell people circuit train. The reason I tell circuit train is like you work out with weights, plus you can also get the speed going because this is how I circuit train, all right, guys? I pick it up. I have a routine. I have one to two exercises per body part. Okay, I go through one after another. And when I get to the last one, I go back to the first one. Now, the theory is, by the time I get to the last exercise, the first one I did, those muscles should be rested enough where I can do it again. And what you're trying to do is you keep doing that. You do like three or four cycles, to up to six cycles as you go through that. in the process of doing that, you burn off fat, but you also tone up very quickly, too, as well.
Yeah. I think carrying this little boy up and down the stairs is going to help me burn some fat, too.
You should still put some weights in there somewhere.
Right.
Because that, well, I mean, I know what you're saying. The little boys can do that. The little girls can do it. My granddaughter is so good at that. Okay.
Yeah, this little boy, he's just starting to walk. He's five. And,
mm-hmm.
But he's got physical disabilities that, you know, certain limitations, so I'm really working a lot of PTOT with him. And
not say that word for me. You wrote it in your little chat thing.
Nitric oxide.
Nitric oxide is, and also if the lady called in, Prim, if you're out there, I think you are, that nitric oxide would be good, but also get you some it's on the tip of my tongue too. It's niacin. It just came to me. Also get some niacin. Now a lot of people don't like niacin because it flushes the skin. But you can also get niacin. Yeah.
Well,
that's true too. But you can also get non flushing niacin. They have that too as well. So it doesn't affect your skin as much as the first one. But it still is good for, definitely is good for good blood flow or some bad circulation. I used to get to my ex-fiance because she used to have bad circulation in her hands and arms. And after taking that for about a month or two, she got past all that.
Mm-hmm. It's good for high cholesterol.
Thanks,
not
Barbara.
Not for high cholesterol, but it will work for cholesterol.
That's true, too. I always tell people when it comes to cholesterol and that kind of stuff, a lot of that has to do with your thinking, too. And right now, we got a lot of freaking. That's why I tell you, everybody stop watching television. Because the 95% of the stuff you hear on television is basically BS. It's truth, and it's really stretched. So, because they always have that, they call it the drama effect, trying to get you to watch. They're always thinking about, you know, the shows, Dr. Phil and all those other things. They had that guy that was living in the streets. I don't know if you remember, he was on the national news. That was living in the streets, and some guy just pulled up and said, "Hey, dude," and the guy said something about 2 minutes, and actually it was like a little phrase, and out of the little phrase, next thing he went from being homeless to having all these freaking jobs. But at the same time, he has problems, and he said that with Dr. Phil, he was working with Dr. Phil, and he went into rehab, but he said he took out of it because he said it was too fixed, it was too arranged, it was too much television, basically. And he said that he took himself out of there because he felt like it was actually working against him instead of for him. Because in the situation, people, you can go into the rehab and take care of drug addictions and that kind of stuff, but you have to be in a state of mind with yourself that you're ready to do it. It can't be forced upon you. We were sitting here talking about this on the...
the environment he came from, too, what his stimulus must have been was entirely different.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, with the courts imposing that you have to take counseling, you have to go to rehab. The reason those don't work, and the reason Lindsay Lohan keeps failing, is because they're forcing her to do it. She hasn't come to the terms yet to saying, "I need to do this." And if she does, she's lying to herself and lying to everybody else because she feels like that's what she needs to do. If the people keep looking at her going, "Are you okay?" and she feels like she has to say yes because that's what they want her to say.
Right.
So in the process, the counseling, the rehab, and all kinds of stuff is working against her. You know, she's focusing on wanting to be better, but at the same time, she hasn't made a decision that she really wants to.
Right.
We all have to make a
decision. Anyone who hasn't made that decision for themselves, that treatment's not going to be effective.
Exactly. So, yeah, too bad, Amy, you couldn't show up for my 12 o'clock show tonight. We actually had a Tuesday and last night. They're pretty good shows. A lot of format. Because people come in, and I have all the mics open, and we're all talking and conversing. We do readings in between venting and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's one of those things of an open forum. I call it the round table.
Yeah. Like I said, I've been working with this little boy, and it's been wearing me out with all this play.
I bet.
It's it is certainly a play that has meaning behind it. Like I said, it's mostly working on his doing physical therapy and occupational therapy and speech therapy with him.
Mm-hmm.
So it all has, like, not a purpose behind it, but it is, it's enough to wear me out.
No, I was just sort of thinking of it because I got, someone came to me and said, I feel like you've lost like 5 pounds.
Something like that in the past few days, yeah.
No, I'm just saying, that's what came to me. I was sitting there talking to you, and all of a sudden I said 5 pounds. He's going to, it's like water out the door. Something like that. So I was like, okay, that makes sense. You know, we usually, we do, and people don't realize this too. This is the proven fact that when you are in the process of losing weight, what the body will do is more, what happens first is the body does not like using fat. It's a good energy, okay? It's a good way. That's why we always tell about taking energy drinks and that kind of stuff to burn fat off.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to actually working out and just living your life and that kind of stuff, a lot of times the body has a tendency to snack upon itself, which means it'll take muscle before it takes fat.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking for nutrients. Fat is just a burning substance, which is good for energy. But in the process of the body trying to maintain its built, it feeds off itself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you lose, when you start eating a meal a day, your body will go into a state of starvation, which what that means is it drops into a mode. It thinks it's in starvation mode, so it starts storing everything. So everything you eat, the body starts storing. So you might actually get a little more fat coming on because of the idea your body's thinking, oh, God, I'm starving here, and we're going to take that situation and go off. What was that girl's name? Karen Carpenter. When Karen Carpenter, when they did an autopsy on her, they found out that she had starved herself so much that the body had actually digest half the heart.
Wow.
That's why she had heart problems. That's why she had a heart attack, because the heart was the body was starting to feed off itself. So it usually goes it usually starts on the organs, and then saves the good stuff for last. So that's why you'll see a lot of people when they get diseases and stuff that attack, they'll attack the organs first. And you notice they still have a body, and you can't really tell it because the muscle and stuff like that. They had this one guy died. He died of dehydration, and he was a bodybuilder. And people were seeing this guy laying on the laid on the ground. He died because he was dehydrated, but he looked like he was in perfect health because of what the outside looked like. You see how important it is to focus on the inside.
Yeah.
So it makes a whole lot of sense on the whole thing. We're getting down to 2 minutes, and I just want to thank everybody for being here. Thank you. What was that thing? I just wrote this down and flipped the plays and I forgot that quick. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. The guy was on the show here. It was Healing for Inner Peace. His name is Mark. He was with us for a short time. I'm thanking him. It was a pleasure for having him here and going over in details of some, you know, formats of alchemy and the connections. And thank him for being here. And everybody in the chat room, thank you guys, Amy and Sabreeze, Amy.
I'm
Amy. Thank you guys all for being here. Thank you, Barbara, for being my co-host today. And another wild, crazy show, which we like those kind of shows. But, thank you, everybody, for being here. I love it. I just love it, love it, love it. Okay? I love it. I'm telling you right now. It's great and fantastic. And tomorrow we're going to be here. And tomorrow is Friday, so everybody knows what Friday is, don't they? It's Free Angel Reading Friday. So we're going to be doing readings for 3 hours, so tune in for that. Also, tonight at midnight, I have another show, Psychic Journey Man's Going Into the Midnight Hour. Going into the midnight, yeah. And we're going to be doing readings and the open forum, round table tonight where people... I'm hoping a lot of psychics show up and a lot of people show up so we can actually have a nice open forum, talk about a lot of things and that kind of thing, so... Thanks, everybody, for being here. We're down to the 60-minute mark. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And it's been one fantastic show, and it can't be a fantastic show without all you guys being out there. So thank you, and light and love to everyone. And may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And Amy, thank you. And I guess you should go get some sleep, okay?
Yeah, I got to be to work at 6:45 tomorrow, so.
All right, we're gonna play some music and head out of here, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. And you guys will be back. I'm gonna go get some sleep. Barbara.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes
see sense. Here. What I got going on? Yes, okay. Guys, it's gone. So Missing Spears of the Week Thursday. We're going to get more creative on that freaking day because that's a heck of a name. I'm actually going to try to figure if I can actually do anything else with that.
Huh? What'd you say, Donnie?
I said I'm going to try to figure out and get more colorful with that missing spiritual link Thursday and then the missing spiritual link. Oh, shoot. Let's see. Hope is all well. She's okay. Everybody's giving their numbers in the freaking chat room. I can only write to a fat guy. 7431. Okay, she's missing me. She probably doesn't have a boyfriend right now. She always seems to contact me when she does that kind of stuff, man. Angelic Hazel Eyes, you are. Let's see. Good night, everyone. So, let me think here. Angel Hazel Eyes, are you going to be... she can't hear me.
Private chat?
No, once you sit there, and can you write back to her real quick, Angelic Hazel Eyes, if she's going to ask her if she's going to be on the show, ask her if she's coming to the show tonight. Man, I just can't type that fast enough, man. By the time I get in there, everybody's gone. I was like, damn, I can't even, see, I had a so that's such a tough time even saying it in the first place. Because I got to get out of here because I got to go to the store. Because I'm dying of thirst and I have nothing to drink. And then tomorrow, hopefully...
And you have got to figure out what that noise is.
Well, usually it's usually the rocking chair. But I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't rocking anything. Yes, I think I will. Okay, great. Let's see. Can you call in? Okay, great. Can you call in? I'm just trying to get, because I'm getting people to call in and talk and chat, and I'm trying to balance it out between the psychic people who call in and the people. Sure. Okay, great. Great. I got that one, man. One worded sentences, I can do that. Barbara?
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going. Oh,
you are. This was fun.
I was trying to do that.
I had all these conversations going on while you were talking, so it was like I had to keep track of who I was talking to.
Yeah. Also, that little call, where it says caller information. Have you ever punched on that?
No.
You can click on that when, like, if you go and you check somebody and see what kind of question they want to ask and that kind of stuff, you can actually put information in there. So in case like you're talking to somebody or something like that, and I go ahead and take and bring them on the line, I can actually see it on this side too, who that person is, and what their information is. Yeah. So that's why you'll see me do that from time to time. You'll see the box will turn yellow. That's the reason it turns yellow. Because it's got information in there for you. And all you have to do
is... I never noticed it was yellow, so I'll have to pay attention to that.
Yeah, all you got to do is put the arrow on it, and the information comes up. But when you actually put the information in there, you got to click on it, and then the screen will turn blue with a little square in it where you put the information in it. You'll see what it is. And then you push save, and then when I go over it, I can tell who it is.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, you know, it's one of the things, in case you're multitasking, I got the information, and I know who it is. Okay. Well, if you want to drop in for the midnight show, that's fine, too. The more the merrier. Okay, Barbara?
Yeah.
Then I gotta go. I gotta get to the store and get some goodies.
Okay.
I already feel like I'm getting hoarse already, so I'm gonna take care of that before I get on. All right. Well, thank you, and I'll talk. If you want to show up for the show tonight, great. You're more than welcome. And you do. I'll see you then.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Alrighty.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.